West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica's mayor and city council this week will review and discuss the approximately 40 roads on the Douglas County side, which could benefit from a new 1% transportation special purpose local option sales tax that Douglas County voters will consider this November. The proposed T-Splost is expected to generate over $100 million in revenue from 2025 to 2031 and would be used to support roadway projects throughout Douglas County. The revenues would be split between Douglas County government and the cities of Austell, Douglasville, and Villarica. As of Tuesday, Villarica has provided a list of 37 roads that are described either as needing to be repaired or cracking, and roadways that just look bad. No roads on the list were considered to have safety-related issues. Meanwhile, Douglas County is asking the city of Villarica to support the signalization of the intersection of Liberty Road and the I-20 eastbound on-ramp. The Georgia Department of Transportation will not issue a traffic signal permit to Douglas County until the city of Villarica agrees to pay for the electricity for the signal. The Douglas County Board of Commissioners have approved SPLOST funding to pay for the labor and equipment to install the traffic signal. Carroll County Chairman Michelle Morgan announcing the appointment of a new elections supervisor to fill the role that has been held by interim Keith West since December of last year. Michael Ock is a Bowdoin High School graduate who attended the University of Georgia, received a bachelor's degree in business administration and operations management. Ock began his service in the Carroll County Elections Office in January of this year as a contractor of special projects providing oversight of Dominion voting equipment. And back in Carroll County, after attending the RNC convention in Milwaukee last week, Bowdoin resident Rick Tillman, who served as one of approximately 60 delegates for the state of Georgia, reflects on the four-day event that saw Republicans select the party's nominees for president and vice president in the 2024 United States presidential election.
It's a chance for everybody to get together, unify, get behind your candidate, your nominee, the vice presidential nominee, and move forward and get the vote out.
Tillman first served as a delegate from Georgia to the RNC convention in 2016.
The most inspiring was probably Donald Trump when he went over the shooting and also Vance's where he comes from, a small town out in the country, and his roots. You know, you've got two totally different perspectives, and I think they're going to really complement each other. And we all just need to work together. If people say they're tolerant, we need to be tolerant and listen to each other, even though we may not agree with each other, and not vilify each other. And that can be on both sides.
And the Democratic National Convention will be held from August the 19th through the 22nd. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.